I believe there is one story in the world, and only one. Humans are caught in their lives, in their thoughts, in their hungers and ambitions, in their avarice and cruelty, and in their kindness and generosity, too, in a net of good and evil.
East of Eden by John Steinbeck. Dramatized for radio by Sean McKenna. With Henry Goodman, Lorelei King, and David Yip. Episode 3.
After Adam Trask saw his former wife and discovered what she had become, the owner of the cruelest whorehouse in California, he found to his surprise that he was free of her. He began to feel alive again. He left his ranch in the valley. He took his twin sons, Cal and Aaron, and his Chinese cook, Lee, and settled in Salinas. Here they lived quietly until the boys were almost 16.
Aaron, go to sleep, Cal.
Why do you want to be a minister?
I just do.
Why would anyone want you to be a minister?
Why are you being mean?
I'm not. I'm wondering. You have to be good to be a minister.
I am good.
No, you're not.
I am. Mostly. I'll get better. Abra will help. Abra is very pure and good.
Maybe Abra should be the minister then.
Leave it, Cal. I'm better than you.
Everybody's better than me. Maybe I should repent. Maybe if I repent, I can be a minister too.
Ministers don't sneak out at night and come home at 4 a.m.
I bet they do sometimes. I don't do anything wrong.
Just don't let Father find out. What do you do?
I walk. My head gets noisy. I walk and I think.
Till 4 a.m?
I watch.
Watch what?
I walk down by the tracks. I go to Chinatown. I sit around in bars and gambling houses. I watch.
I don't believe you.
It's true. Come with me if you want.
No, thanks. What's it like?
Interesting. Come with me.
I can't. I'm going to be a minister.
I don't do anything. I just watch. Come with me, Aaron.
You mixed me up, Cal. I wish you wouldn't.
From the first, Aaron won people's hearts by his blonde beauty and simplicity. Cal competed for attention in the only way he knew, by imitating him. But what was charming in Aaron became suspicious in the dark-faced Cal.
Lee, are the boys home yet?
No, why?
It's their school reports.
That?
Oh, no, not at all. Surprising, I guess. Aaron's doing better than Cal.
Aaron's steadier.
But Cal's sharper. That's nothing. I just was surprised.
They're not alike, Adam.
No. You'd think, though, being twins... maybe I just don't know so much about my children.
Has Aaron told you he wants to be a minister?
A minister?
It's all planned out. He's going to become a minister and marry Abra.
Well, I like Abra. She's a pretty wise kid.
I like her, too.
You know more about my children than I do.
I'm their friend. You're their father. It's natural. Besides, they value my inscrutable oriental wisdom.
Well, me too. Has Cal got a girl?
No, he's too busy fighting with himself. God, I would hate to be 15 again. Dirt is very dirty and purity is shining white, remember?
I remember Charles fighting me. He thought our father loved me best. He was right. It crippled Charles, and I don't want that to happen to my boys.
See how it turns out. You don't get your report until the end of term.
Abra was almost a year younger than the twins. She and Aaron had first decided to marry when they were 12, and nothing had happened since to alter their plans.
I guess it will be a long time before we can get married.
Not so long.
The Reverend Aaron Trask and his loving wife, Abra. Of course, we'll have to be celibate.
What's celibate?
You know.
No.
Then look it up.
You're blushing. Is it something dirty?
No, no.
I bet it's something dirty. I bet it is. We'll have children, won't we?
I guess. Reverend Rolf has children, so it must be all right.
Everyone has children, Aaron. What's it like not to have a mother?
I don't know. Like anything else. Where did that come from?
I don't know. I don't always think in a line.
I wish you'd say what you mean. I don't like riddles.
I overheard my parents talking. They said your mother wasn't dead. They said something bad happened and she went away.
She's dead.
Wouldn't it be nice if she wasn't? Maybe she lost her memory or something. Maybe we could find her.
My father says she's dead. He's not a liar. He's not a liar, nor is Lee.
All right, Aaron. I only...
He couldn't be a liar. Not my father. My mother is dead. She's buried in the east someplace. She's dead.
But the thought was in his head. He had to choose. If his mother was alive, his father was a liar. Aaron chose to believe his father.
Adam, if you don't leave that icebox alone, the door will be off its hinges.
You're being stern with me.
Haven't you heard? Old Chinese servants stay loyal but turn cantankerous. Leave my icebox alone. It's already full of those little cups of yours.
Yeah, I'm thinking of going into business.
You don't need to. You have enough to live on. What's in those little cups anyway?
Well, different things.
Some of them smell very bad.
You know, he dug up a mastodon in Siberia. It's been in the ice thousands of years and the meat's still good.
So you're planning to import mastodon meat?
No, Lee. I just can't seem to get over the idea that you can keep things if you get them cold enough.
I don't think you'd be very good at business.
Why not?
Just a thought.
I need advice. Will Hamilton's doing pretty well. Maybe I should talk to him.
He'll tell you the same as I have.
Mr. Trask, my father spent his whole life inventing things. Cost him thousands trying to patent them. Ideas. Always ideas.
The country's changing, Will. People aren't going to live the way they used to. The biggest market for oranges in winter is New York City. Now, I was thinking. I've been experimenting with our icebox. You know, if you chop ice fine and lay a head of lettuce on it and wrap it in waxed paper, it'll keep 3 weeks and come out fresh and good.
Go on.
Well, we could ship lettuce to the East Coast in the middle of winter. I thought I might buy the ice plant here in Salinas and try to ship some things.
That'd cost a lot of money.
Well, I have quite a lot of money. I just want to see if it works.
If you want to lose $40,000 or $50,000 overnight, go right ahead. But my advice is, let your damned idea die. Kick dust over it.
If you want to make money, plant beans on your land. They don't need ice. They keep. And they feed people. Don't buy the ice plant, Mr. Trask. Forget it.
But Adam wouldn't forget it. He bought the ice plant and plowed his money into the project. Businessmen spoke of his vision. The Chamber of Commerce attended the departure of 6 railroad cars full of iced lettuce.
Well, what does it say?
When the train got to Sacramento, a snowslide closed the Sierras for 2 days. The cars stood in a siding. On the third day, they crossed the mountains in time for a spell of unseasonably warm weather in the Midwest. In Chicago, there was a mix-up, and my car stood in the sidings for 5 days.
So what arrived in New York?
6 carloads of horrible slop.
Oh, dear.
And on top of what my little enterprise cost to set up, there's a $2,000 bill for garbage disposal.
Oh, dear. How do you feel?
All right, as a matter of fact, considering I'm wiped out. I am, aren't I?
Well, pretty nearly. You won't have much money left, certainly. You have the ranch.
Maybe you could sell the ice plan. Adam, you aren't going to crawl back into your hole, are you?
Oh, fine. I just wanted to see if it could be done. I'll keep the ice plant. It makes some money. And maybe I can figure something out.
Well, try not to figure something that costs money, huh? I'd hate to leave my gas stove.
How does it feel to be poor, Lettuce Head?
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to break your jaw.
Aaron, don't you dare give chase.
You heard him. You heard what he called me.
Sticks and stones.
I have to get away from here. I hate it. Father's made me look really stupid.
The lettuce wasn't your idea. Anyway, what about me?
I'm not good enough for you now. We're poor. Your parents won't want me to marry you. I'm just another poor kid. Besides, how can I bring you the disgrace? You're so perfect, so pure. I wouldn't want to shame you.
You wouldn't. I'm not.
You are. You're clean. You shine.
Now, stop it. That's not me. That's someone you made up and put in my skin.
You just can't see yourself.
It's not me who can't see.
Don't be mad at me.
I'm not. It's just that you...
I've always planned to go to college. I'm not giving that up just because Father's... Oh, why did he have to mess with things he didn't know about? I hate him.
Aaron!
How do I know he didn't lie about my mother?
Sometimes, Aaron, I want to kill you. You're nothing but a spoiled child.
Abra! Abra, don't walk off. You can't just leave me. Abra!
Nobody mocked Cal for his father's misfortune. Cal wasn't the kind of boy you would dare to mock. He didn't stop his nocturnal wanderings. If anything, he was more restless. He had been honest with Aaron. He didn't drink or gamble. He sat in a corner and heard all manner of things.
Tell you what. What's your name? George?
George, right.
Tell you what we'll do. Let's you and me go down the line. We'll keep away from them two-bit whores. We'll go to Kate. They got a circus down there. It's a Lulu. Kate sure knows her stuff. You know who she is, don't you? She's Adam Trask's wife. Shot him and ran off. Well, she wasn't no good as a wife, but she's one hell of a whore. Hey, help me up a little, will you?
Hey, George, where you going?
Lee, what's the matter? I know where my mother is and what she's doing. I saw her. I went there. I saw her.
What do you want to know?
Will you tell me the truth?
Of course.
Does my father know?
Yes.
Why did he say she was dead?
To save you from pain.
What did my father do to make her go away?
Loved her with his whole mind and body. He gave her everything he could imagine.
Why did she do it?
I don't know.
Don't know or won't say.
I don't know.
What was she like?
I can only say what I think. I may be wrong. She's a mystery. Something she lacks, kindness maybe, or conscience. She was full of hatred, but why or towards what, I don't know. It wasn't healthy hatred. He wasn't angry. It was heartless. I don't know. It's good to talk to you.
I need to know.
I can't tell you anymore. I don't know anymore.
Tell me about my father, then. What did he do when she left?
He died. He walked around, but he was dead. What is it?
I love him.
I love him, too.
What if Aaron finds out?
Then you'll have to stand by to help him. Do you hate your mother?
Yes.
Your father never hated her. He only had sorrow.
I hate her because I know why she went away. I know because I've got her in me.
Stop that. Don't let me catch you doing that. Of course you may have that in you. Everybody has. But you've got the other two. Don't you dare take the lazy way. Whatever you do, it will be you who does it, not your mother.
Do you believe that, Lee?
Yes, I believe it. And you'd better believe it, too, or I'll break every bone in your body.
Are you all right?
Yes. You got pretty angry.
I wonder what happened to my oriental repose.
I'm going to talk to Father.
Does Aaron know?
No, sir. He doesn't go to places like that. And if anyone said something, he wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't dare tell him.
Why not?
I don't think he could stand it. He hasn't enough badness in him to stand it.
And you have?
I do bad things. I think bad things.
I've failed you, haven't I?
No, sir.
I'm as bad a father as my father was. He made a mold and forced me into it. I was a bad casting, but I couldn't be remelted. He didn't allow me to be a person, and I haven't seen my sons as people.
Sir, don't be sorry. You've had too much of that.
You know, Cal, there's a responsibility to being a person. It isn't just taking up space where air would be. I trust you, son.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. How would you like to quit school and go back to the ranch? We could make some money for Father.
I'm going to college. I wish I could go now.
You've got this year's school and next to finish before you can go to college.
I think I don't know that.
If you worked hard, you could take the entrance examinations next summer and go in the fall.
I couldn't do it.
I think you could. Why not talk to the principal? And I bet Reverend Rolfe would help you.
I sure want to get out of this town.
How about Abra? Would she want you to go away?
She'll do what I want her to do.
Look, I'm going to try to make some money. If you knuckle down and pass your exams a year early, I'll help you through college.
You will?
Sure.
Thanks, Cal. I'll go and see the principal this morning.
Cal felt a new joy. He appointed himself guardian of his father's contentment. His mother had been the instrument of Adam's hurt and shame. What she did before, she could do again, Cal reasoned. He set himself to learn all about her. He began to follow her. He discovered that Kate emerged from the house every Monday at 1:30.
What do you want, boy?
I...
This isn't the first time you followed me. Tell me what you want.
Nothing.
Who told you to do this? Come on, cat got your tongue.
You're my mother, and I wanted to see what you're like. I'm Cal Trask.
Oh. I see. You better come in. Pour the tea, will you? It hurts my hands.
What's the matter with your hands?
Arthritis. Want to see?
No.
I always wear gloves these days. Look, like a witch's talons, huh? All gnarled and bent and ugly. Look. Well, you did ask. Hurts like hell. My grandmother had it, and my mother. You'll probably get it. It's your inheritance, Charles.
My name's Caleb. Why is it so dark in here?
I like it dark. Light hurts my eyes. Pour the tea.
I don't want tea.
What do you want?
Nothing.
Just wanted to look at me?
Yes.
Satisfied? How do I look?
All right.
What's your brother like?
He looks like you. He wants to be a minister. He serves in the Episcopalian Church in Henry Street.
Church? A man can do a lot of damage in the church.
He means it.
Hmm. Is he stupid?
He's nice. Why did you shoot my father and go away?
You talk older than your age. But not old enough. Run along and play, boy. And wipe your nose.
Sometimes I work my brother over. Just with words. I make him squirm. I've made him cry. He doesn't know how I do it. I'm smarter than he is. I don't want to do it. It makes me sick.
I'm smart. They looked at me and thought they knew all about me. And I fooled them. Every one of them. Nobody can trap me. Even when I was a little girl, I could do anything I wanted.
Did you ever wish you'd stayed?
Oh, Christ, no.
When you were little, did you ever have the feeling you were missing something, like everybody else knew something you didn't? Like a secret they wouldn't tell you?
What am I doing talking to snot-nosed kids? I must be crazy. What's the matter with you, boy? You're sweating like a pig. You don't have epilepsy, do you? You didn't get that from me.
What Lee said was true.
The Chinaman? What did he say?
I was afraid I had you in me.
You have?
No, I haven't. I'm my own. I don't have to be you.
And how do you know that?
I just know. If I'm mean, it's my own mean.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't think the light hurts your eyes. I think you're afraid.
Get out. Go on, get out.
I'm going.
Go!
I don't hate you. But I'm glad you're afraid.
Steady now. Don't let it hit you. Don't think for a while. That goddamn snot nose.
With her bandaged forefinger, she dug out a slender chain which hung around her neck. On it was a little steel tube. Very carefully, she shook out a gelatin capsule. She held it under the light and saw the white crystals inside. 6 grains of morphine. A good, sure margin.
Afraid. As if I'd be afraid. I'm not afraid of anything. Not anything.
Lee, do you think Father would mind if I went down to the ranch Friday afternoon just to look around?
Cal, what's this about?
I just want to look around.
All right, I guess I'm left out. I've got $5,000 if you ever need it.
Why would I need it?
I don't know.
Like his father before him, Cal went to visit Will Hamilton, Sam's son. Like Adam, too, he had a plan.
I want to make a lot of money. I want you to tell me how.
Really? What do you mean by a lot of money?
$20,000 or $30,000.
Good God. Why so much?
My father lost a lot of money. I want to make enough to give him back what he lost.
Why?
I want to.
If I ask you a question, will you tell me the truth?
I don't know. What's the question?
I like that. That's honest and smart. You have a brother, right?
Aaron. Everybody loves Aaron.
Why do you want to give your father back the money he lost?
My father is good. I want to make it up to him that I'm not good.
You're an unusual young man. One more question. You don't have to answer. Suppose you get this money and give it to your father. Would it cross your mind that you were trying to buy his love?
Yes. It would be true.
Huh. Do you read the papers?
Yes, sir.
We're going to be at war pretty soon with Germany.
That's what it looks like.
Do you know the present price of beans?
No.
3.5 cents a pound. If we could guarantee farmers 5 cents a pound, we could contract 5,000 acres of beans.
What are we going to do with 5-cent beans in a 3-cent market? Oh, yes. I get it.
I'm looking for a partner. But I don't like to take a partner without money.
Oh, don't worry about that. I can get $5,000.
A war always comes to someone else. In Salinas, we were aware that the United States was the greatest and most powerful nation in the world. Kaiser Bill seemed to us to pose no real threat. And when our friends and our friends' sons started to die, and the telegrams to sneak sorrowfully in, we realized that the war had come to us after all. Adam served on the draft board. Adam, who had hated soldiering.
Some days, Lee, I feel like a hanging judge.
You're trying to carry the whole weight of the war. It's too heavy. Put it down.
I passed Judge Kendall's boy. And he got killed in training. Lots of the boys I've passed have died.
It'll be a long time before our boys are drafted.
I know. That ought to make it better, but... You know, I've been thinking, Lee,
about that time when Sam Hamilton and you and I had a long discussion about a word. What was that word?
Timshaw.
Yeah, Timshaw. And you said that the word...
I said that word carried a man's greatness if he wanted to take advantage of it. Sam felt good about it. It set him free. It gave him the right to be a man separate from other men.
What was the word again?
Timshaw. You may... You have a choice.
The Reverend Rolfe, who was Aaron's mentor, noticed a new member of his congregation, a woman heavily veiled who always sat at the back. He was astonished to learn that she was a notorious brothel keeper. He flattered himself that he was making a difference in the town.
All the goodness
Kate
God
only came to church all when Aaron was serving at altar.
He is like me. The other one was right. He's beautiful. If we allow beautiful. Sin, God, my hands hurt. Sin is like a I have money. I could move to New York. I could be a widow. Nobody need ever know about me. I could be a woman of mystery. A woman of mystery with a beautiful son in the church. God, my hands. What am I doing here? This is crazy. I don't do things like this. I wonder what his name is.
And so the war went on, and life went on. Aaron passed his examinations and went to college a year early. Cal was almost happy. His plan was working out.
Lee...
Cal, I don't think I've ever seen you so jovial.
Here, this is for you.
Oh. I lent you 5,000. I didn't want interest.
It's better to give you interest. I might want to borrow it back. I'm going to give him the money at Thanksgiving.
Have you really got the money?
$15,000. Don't look at me like that. I didn't steal it. We'll get some champagne and maybe... Hey, should we decorate the dining room?
Aaron seemed quiet when he got home for the holiday.
Cal? You got trouble?
No, I just... Cal, I don't want to go on at college.
You haven't told Father, have you? It's bad enough I don't want to go. What will you do?
Take over the ranch, maybe? Abra would like that.
There's a lease still to run. And there's no money in farming.
I don't want much money, just to get along.
I want a lot of money. I'll get it, too.
How?
Tell you what, if you go on at college, I'll get started. Then when you finish, we can be partners.
I don't want to go back.
You have to. Father wants you to.
That won't make me go.
Sleep on it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. After dinner.
Get out from under my feet, Cal.
Need any help stuffing that turkey?
When were you ever any help in the kitchen? What's wrong? Nervous?
Yes.
It's hard giving people things. Sometimes it's harder to be given them. How do you think Aaron looks?
All right, I guess. Dinner's at 4:30, right?
At 5. Aaron asked me. Abra's parents won't let her out till then. Why are you scowling?
It's my day, not Aaron's. I'm jealous, Lee.
I know.
Giving Father this money, it's not for him. It's for me. There's not one decent thing about it. About me.
You really believe that?
You always said I should be honest.
It's usually a good idea.
I know why Father loves Aaron. It's because he looks like her. Father never got over it, did he? He may not know it, but it's true.
Does that make you jealous of her, too?
Yes. I told you I'm bad.
Why not just be what you are and do what you do?
That's a hard question, Lee.
Now, let's see. 18 pounds, 20 minutes to the pound. That's 18 times 20. That's 316 minutes.
That was the best turkey I've ever eaten, Lee.
The stuffing was sour.
It was not.
Let him be, Aaron. Turkeys don't taste like turkeys used to taste, huh? Isn't that so, Lee?
I don't like being old.
You'll live to be 100.
How do you know I'm not 100 already?
I don't remember when I felt so good. Maybe it's only a good night's sleep and a good trip to the bathroom. But maybe it's because we're all together and at peace. Aaron, I'm proud of you. We didn't know how much we'd miss you till you went away.
Thank you, Father.
Hey, how about dessert, Lee?
Father?
Yes, son.
I have something for you. Here.
For me?
Open it.
Present? It isn't Christmas.
Oh, it's better than Christmas. Open it, Father.
I get it's a handkerchief.
What's this?
$15,000. I made it to give you to make up for the lettuce. It's for you.
You made it? How?
Will Hamilton and me, we made it on beans. We bought futures at 5 cents, and when the price jumped, well, it's for you. $15,000. It's for you. Father?
You'll have to give it back.
What do you mean? Give it back to who?
To the people you got it from.
The Army Purchasing Agency? They can't take it back. They're paying 12.5 cents for beans all over the country.
And give it back to the farmers you robbed.
We haven't robbed anyone. We paid them 2 cents over the market. We didn't rob them.
Father.
Quiet, Aaron.
I send boys out. I sign my name, and they go out. And some will die. And some will lie helpless without arms or legs. Not one will come back untorn. Son, do you think I can make a profit on that?
I did it for you. I wanted you to have the money to make up your loss.
Well, I don't want the money, Cal. I don't want it. But I like the idea of a present, though. Thank you for the thought.
I'll put it away. I'll keep it for you.
No. I won't want it, ever. I would have been happy if you could have given me Well, what your brother has. Pride in the thing he's doing. Gladness in his goodness. And money, Cal. Money, even clean money, doesn't stack up with that. Have I made you angry, son? Don't be angry. If you want to give me a present, give me a good life. Now, that would be something I could value. Here. Take the money.
I'm sorry, Father. I didn't know how you felt about it.
Oh, don't be angry, son!
Does anybody want dessert?
They let him alone. He sat in his room. He thought he would cry, but he did not.
I brought you some coffee.
I don't want it.
He couldn't help it, Cal. That's his nature. It was the only way he knew. He didn't have a choice. But you have. Do you hear me? You have a choice. Cal?
Aren't you making a fuss about nothing? You must be slipping. You'd think from your tone that I'd killed somebody. Come off it, Lee.
I told you once when you asked me. I told you it was all in yourself. I said you could control it if you wanted.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to find Aaron.
Are you sure that's what you want?
Why shouldn't I?
Be careful, Cal.
Cal? Came looking for you. Where's Abra?
I walked her home. I'm sorry about... It was a good thing to do.
Forget it. Will you come with me? I want to show you something. It's a surprise.
What?
Well, it's very interesting. You'll be interested.
What are we doing here? This is an awful place. Why have you brought me here?
I told you, it's a surprise.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, sir. Smiley, have a full house tonight.
Cal? Cal!
Shh, just another minute.
Don't you worry, Judge. You can rely on Ellie's discretion. She's the best at this.
I brought someone for you to meet. Get him out of here.
Aaron, I'd like you to meet our mother.
Cal?
Get them out! This is our mother, Aaron! You look just like her!
My hands still hurt. I take the laudanum, but they still goddamn hurt. Oh, it's in my hip now. Soon all the pains will meet up and join like rats in a clot. Oh, I need to sleep. I've had no sleep for a long time. His face, so beautiful, so like me. His poor face. Whatever I did, I was driven to. I'm different to other people. I have something they don't have. Or maybe they had something and I missed it. His face. His face. I won't think about it. I'll think about something else. Alice in Wonderland. Alice found a cake that said, "Eat me." Eat me. It made her shrink. She could hide in a mouse hole. Eat me. Drink me.
Thank you.
Deputy Quinn would like to speak to you.
I'm sorry to trouble you.
Horace. Well, something wrong? This isn't official, is it? Is it Aaron?
Nothing's wrong, Mr. Trask. At least I don't think so. But, yes, it is to do with Aaron.
Have you found him?
Is he missing?
No, not missing.
He hasn't been home for two nights.
But he's at college. He's gone back to college. You know what young people are.
That's not why I'm here. Mr. Trask, that woman, was she still married to you?
Yes. Well, what's the matter?
She killed herself last night. Took morphine.
Oh, my poor darling. My poor, poor darling. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Excuse me, Horace. I wasn't expecting that.
Thanks for letting us know, Mr. Quinn.
Oh. I'm sorry. It took me by surprise.
She left a will. Looks like it was the last thing she did. She left everything to Aaron.
He doesn't know. She's his mother.
Oh, good Lord. There's more than $100,000 in cash. Maybe you'd better tell him.
Yes, I will. As soon as he comes home. I don't know how I'll start. Lee, where's Cal?
In his room.
Better tell him.
I'll do it. Go away.
Do you know where your brother is?
No, I don't.
Weren't you with him at all?
No.
He hasn't been home for two nights. Where is he?
How do I know? Am I supposed to look after him?
I can smell burning.
I burned the money. $15,000. I burned it.
And you smell a drink.
Still?
Still. It's sweating out of you.
I drank like a pig.
Did it help?
No.
You told him, didn't you?
Go ahead. Give me a lecture.
I don't have a lecture.
Why did I do it, Lee? Why?
Don't you know?
It's too complicated.
It's not complicated. You were mad at him because your father hurt your feelings. It was just mean. Your mother committed suicide last night.
I hope it hurt. No, I don't want to say that. I don't even want to think it. There it is again, see? It's in me all the time.
Did burning the money give you so much pleasure?
I guess so.
And are you enjoying your despair?
Lee.
Well, you're pretty full of yourself. You're marveling at the tragic spectacle of Caleb Trask. Are you trying to attract dignity and tragedy to yourself because your mother was a whore? And if anything has happened to your brother, will you be able to sneak the eminence for being a murderer too, snot-nosed?
No, talk away. Go on, talk away.
No. I've finished now. Your father worries me. He seems too tired.
When the postcard came, Adam had to ask Lee to read it. It didn't take long.
Dear Father, I'm in the army. I told them I was 18. I'll be all right. Don't worry about me. Lee, can we get Father to the doctor about his eyes? He talks about them all the time.
I don't think it's his eyes. Finding out might trouble him. He's had a bad shock. Let him get better. I'll read him all he wants.
What do you think it is?
Oh, I don't want to say. Have you seen Abra?
She walks away from me.
Well, can't you catch her?
Sure.
I could throw her down and punch her in the face and make her talk to me, but I won't.
Well, maybe if you break the ice. Sometimes the barrier's so weak it just falls over when you touch it. Tell her I want to see her. I miss her.
I won't.
You feel awful guilty, don't you? If you don't open up, you're going to feel worse, not better. You can't carry this alone. It will kill you.
Maybe that's what I deserve.
Oh, well, that's the cheapest form of self-indulgence. Stop it.
Holly, how do you stop it?
Talk to Abra.
I didn't think you'd talk to me. You wouldn't before.
You were mad. I could see it in your face and the way you walked. I don't want to talk to you mad. You're not mad now.
No. Have you heard from Aaron?
A postcard. He said he was in the army. He said he wasn't fit for me. He wasn't clean.
Do you know why he went away?
I could figure it out. I've known about your mother for a long time.
Do you hate me?
No, Cal. But you hate me a little. Why is that?
I'm afraid of you.
No need to be.
I've hurt you more than you know, and you're my brother's girl.
How have you hurt me? And I'm not your brother's girl. You know, it's not so terribly long since I grew up and wasn't a child anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's hard to say now. I wish I'd said it then. I didn't love Aaron anymore. He didn't grow up. He lived in a story he made up. We made up together. It had to come out the way he planned. It had to. If he had to tear the world up by the roots. I didn't believe it anymore. Do you understand?
I think I might.
He couldn't stand knowing about his mother because that's not how he wanted the story to go. So he tore up the world. He did it, Cal. Not you.
I helped.
Maybe. Maybe I helped too. I couldn't be what he wanted me to be. I tried.
I have to think.
Me too. I think I love you, Cal.
I'm not good.
Because you're not good.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Adam was asleep in bed. Lee was sitting at his desk, turning over the pages of a seed catalog. The pictures of sweet peas were in color. The front doorbell rang.
Oh, God. I can go and find it's an advertisement under the door, or I can sit here and let my silly old mind tell me death is on the doorstep.
He went into the hall. It wasn't an advertisement. It was a telegram. He knew what it contained. He wanted to open it, to spare Adam.
No. Nobody has the right to remove any single experience from another. Life and death are promised. We have a right to pain.
He went into the bathroom and measured 3 teaspoons of elixir of bromide into a glass and added water until the red medicine was pink. Then he carried the glass and the telegram to Adam's bedroom.
Cal?
Lee, what is it?
Your brother is dead. Your father has had a stroke.
How bad?
I don't know. Sit down and wait, Cal. Sit down and wait. Get used to it. I'm trying to.
Cal?
Dr. Murphy.
I've been with your father. Do you know what a stroke is, Cal? This one is a leakage of blood in the brain. Certain areas of the brain are affected. There have been earlier small leakages. Lee knows that.
Yes.
Can he talk?
A little. Don't tire him.
Can he get well?
Theoretically. He might live a week, a month, a year, even 2 years. He might die tonight. I'll send in the nurse. She'll take care of him.
I'll do that.
You'll need help, Lee.
Will he know me?
You'll have to find that out for yourself.
I want to see him.
Yes, that'd be fine.
Father. I'm sorry, Father. Can you hear me? I think that's yes. I hope it's yes. I did it. I'm responsible for Aaron's death and for your sickness. I took him to Kate's. I showed him his mother. That's why he went away. I don't want to do bad things, but I do them.
Yeah?
I told him what I did, Lee. I killed my brother. I'm a murderer. He knows it. He accused me.
Did he say it?
He didn't have to. It was in his eyes. I'll never forget his eyes. He'll die, but his eyes will still be looking at me, telling me I killed my brother.
You didn't.
Yes, I did. And his eyes say I did.
Listen to me. Adam's brain centers are affected. Anything you see in his eyes may be pressure on that part of his brain which governs his seeing. You don't know he accused you.
I know. He said I was a murderer.
Then he will forgive you. I promise. I've always had to do my weeping alone. I thought that once an angry and disgusted God poured molten fire from a crucible to destroy or purify his little handiwork of mud. I thought I had inherited both the scars of the fire and the impurities which made the fire necessary. All inherited, I thought. All inherited. Do you feel that way?
I think so.
Maybe you'll come to know that every man in every generation is refired. Does the craftsman, even in his old age, lose his hunger to make a perfect cup? Thin, strong, translucent, all impurities burned out. For that, you need more fire. And then, either the slag heap or perhaps what no one in the world ever quite gives up upon, perfection.
I can't take it in.
Cal, listen. Can you think that whatever made us would stop trying? Adam, can you hear me? Adam? I don't know what you can hear or what you can understand. I don't know whether behind your eyes you're alert and keen or if you're like some new thing in the world. Can you hear me? Thank you. I know how hard it is. I'm going to ask you to do a much harder thing. Here's your son, Caleb, your only son. Look at him, Adam.
Lee.
Yes, I know. He can see you. I don't know how long you will live, Adam. Maybe a long time, maybe an hour. But your son will live. He will marry, and his children will be the only remnant of you in the world. He did a thing in anger, Adam, because he thought you had rejected him. The result of his anger is that His brother and your son is dead.
Lee, you can't.
I have to. If it kills him, I have to. I have the choice. Your son is marked with guilt out of himself. Out of himself. Almost more than he can bear. Don't crush him with rejection. Don't crush him, Adam. Give him your blessing. Don't leave him alone with his guilt. Give him your blessing. Help him, Adam. Help him. Give him his chance. Let him be free. That's all a man has over the beast. Free him. Bless him. Look, Cal. Look at his hand. He has given you his blessing.
Father.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you, my friend. Can you move your lips? Make your lips form his name. That's it, Adam.
Jim Crow. Jim Crow.
In the final episode of East of Eden by John Steinbeck, dramatized for radio by Sean McKenna, Adam Trask was Henry Goodman, Kathy was Lorelei King, Lee, David Yip, and John Steinbeck, William Roberts. Cal was Walter Lewis, Aaron, Joshua Rubin, Abra, Barbara Barnes, Horace, Vincent Marzello, and Will, Michael Neal. Other parts were played by members of the cast. East of Eden was directed by Marion Nancarrow.